every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, it's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Now, with more, here's David Craig.
Okay, we're coming to you from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios here at KFNS. We have a website for our show. It's foodtalkstl.com, and you can get archives of past shows on there. We're also on Twitter at foodtalkstl, and we are on Facebook as well, so look for us there. Today, well, let's give away another thing of string bean coffee. It's a 12-ounce package. These are whole beans. Pete Cohen is a local coffee roaster, and he was on the show with us a few weeks ago and gave us some of these to give away. So if you'd like to win, Matt Grover, our producer, will pick a random caller. Studio number area 314-969-0590. That's 969-0590, and we'll grab a winner here in a few minutes on Food Talk STL. Okay, so for George and LaGaia, you guys are our food journalists. They announced the semi-finalist chefs the other day for the James Beard Awards, Gerard Kraft and Kevin Nashen here locally. Now, they also have these journalism awards. I had a guy on who's written a book about restaurants a couple of weeks ago, and he said, yeah, he had won a James Beard Award for a radio segment he had done. There's radio, there's books, there's newspapers, magazines. Have you, George, ever submitted anything you've done or that your magazine's done for the James Beard Awards?
You know, I haven't. The things that I write personally are very short-form things, not critical things. They tend to be the blog pieces, which are kind of almost op-ed. They're it's not as much newsy as it is opinion. So I don't know that that's the right place. I mean, I would nominate LaGaia's Hog Farmer piece for something like that, actually.
Oh, thanks, George.
Seriously, I mean, that was you know, that hit all chords. I think that's the kind of thing they're looking for. But, you know, you also asked what is the something you're most proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And I did do a piece. I am proud of this. I did a Q&A with Vince Bomarito months ago. And one of the few guys that I was ever intimidated, you know, Vince is a big man in the food business. Mm-hmm. And highly revered. And I was a little, you know, a little nervous. Anyway, couldn't have been a better interview. I said, Mr. Bomarito, this will only go on an hour. I swear, it'll be fine. And we talked for hours and hours, and it was a really good Q&A. And he told some, you know, the man's 82 and has 82 years worth of stories. It's unbelievable. If you want a good read, the Vince Bomarito Q&A in St. Louis Magazine. And it's something that I thought about this, and I talked to my wife later, and she said, I said, I think I've got a, you know, it, you know, this could be a book, and she said it could be a screenplay too. You know, this guy's life is so fascinating that there's a lot more to it.
But you could nominate that. You could submit that. And that's available at stlmag.com.
Yeah, it's there
in the archives. LaGaia, and by the way, you all have won awards for your blog.
Yes.
With other organizations. LaGaia, have you thought about sending something in to James Beard or his sauce?
Yeah. Well, the short answer is that I do not directly submit my own work to James Beard, although a writer can actually do that. Mm-hmm. You know, the magazine wouldn't have to do that for you if you're excited for a piece. And there are very specific categories within journalism, right? So it really, and they are so, you really have to pay attention to what's defined by that category. So actually, Sauce was nominated for James Beard Award in 2008 in journalism, and that was Julia Usher's column. She had something called Prep School, and she's a pastry chef. She's got author of a couple cookbooks. She didn't win, but you know, so that's a nomination. So that was in 2008. But yeah, Sauce has, I think, submitted, you know, some of my work in the past. As far as stuff that I've been, you know, most proud of, I appreciate George saying the Chad Rensing article in the recent one. That's actually something that took months to you know, do a story on. I think it's the timeliness was important to me. And really, I think that as food politics, you know, it really enters into the picture, and we really need to have serious food conversations about food production, and I think there's a place for that in Sauce Magazine, so I was really excited that we were able to do that story.
Well, and it's part of the thing about getting the national media to focus a little more on St. Louis is if, you know, you guys win some kind of Beard Award or get finalists, you know, the people at Bon Appetit and Food and Wine and the national magazines mm-hmm. will say, oh, St. Louis, yeah, there's something happening there.
Right.
Let's go do an article. You know, Bon Appetit right. did a big thing on Portland last year. And, you know, why not St. Louis?
Right. Now, last year, let's see, anything that's going to be awarded this year, everything had to be written and published. Well, not written, but published last year. So through December of 2012. Now, one that I did write last year that is also among my favorites, there was it was in the January issue, so 2012.
Yes.
From Poland with Love was the name. And it really, the focus was on food, pierogi. But it was kind of a tribute to my dad because I was on the hunt to make pierogi like his mom made it. And she had passed away a long time ago. So in the end, you know, we had this sort of family feast. The beauty on it, that I was so embarrassed by the pictures when our photographer, Greg Winnell, shows up. And my kids set the table with their cousins. I look at the place settings afterwards, and nothing was matched. They just grabbed random plates. It was so embarrassing. And everybody goes, no, that's perfect. That's perfect. It's completely genuine and real. Anyway, so that was really a special thing to have.
And you know,
how were the pierogies?
Oh, my gosh. So good. So good.
Well, and personal stuff really does... I don't know, it kind of shines through, and I know people have won radio awards for mm-hmm. doing, by the way, we need to mention Monroe Smith. He lives in Maplewood. He just won the string bean coffee.
Yay, Monroe.
Right. A few minutes ago. We have actually a short amount of time here. Oscar telecast watching. You got a snack food that you will enjoy tomorrow night if you're sitting there in front of the TV?
I am such a traditionalist. You know what I'm going to be having?
Yes.
Popcorn.
Of course.
And, you know, I have a definite way of popping it, definite way of salting it and buttering it so it's all uniform and perfect. And that's it. And that's, you know, a huge bowl of popcorn. And
just like at the movies.
And I'm good. Yeah. I mean, it's so simple. And I'll turn that into dinner sometimes. I'm so lazy.
Oh, wow. Your best picture winner tomorrow night?
You know, I've seen 7 of the 9, so at least I'm, you know, I can weigh in a little bit. There's just so many. It's tough when they increased it from 5 to yeah. 9 or 10, but I love just a good tale, and the Argo was just very well told. And I like the beauty of the life of Pi. I know it won't win, but that was just the most, it totally reeled me in.
I don't know. With 9 nominees, you know, you can kind of split the vote, and who knows what's going to happen. LaGaia, you got a snack for Oscar watching?
Great minds think alike, I guess. And popcorn was my list, too, except for I would make mine decadent with truffle sea salt. So it would be super nice.
Sounds pretty good. Best picture?
I think it's going to be Lincoln. I think that Spielberg will get another one.
Let's see. 2 big scoops of shrimp from Deerberg's, actually, will probably be the food of choice. And I think Argo, I think I should get an award for being able to sit through Les Miserables, which I did. Not that it was a bad movie, but it was just a long movie.
I agree with
but
you
I think,
on that.
But I think Argo will win.
Well, you know, my favorite movie of the 9 is Silver Linings Playbook.
So good.
And they did get 4 acting nominations, so, you know, we'll see how all of that voting goes. But there's so much politics involved. It's like, well, my studio's got this one, so everybody who works here needs to vote for this, and I'll vote for yours in that category if you'll vote for mine.
So all that does go, I mean, you suspect that goes on, but yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes. And we'll probably have some chips and salsa and some beer. Actually, we're done.
We have to say on the air hello to Jarrett, the son of a listener today, Eric STL6 on Twitter,
yes,
who was listening in his car. His son was taking a high school placement exam today. So good luck to Jarrett, and thank you, Eric STL6, for listening.
And we feel that we took a little short exam, too, with David's 2-page prep here. But I think we all passed.
Okay, well, and Jim, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll talk about things going on with InnoVox STL.
You got it.
That's Jim Buffaro. That's George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine. And LaGaia Figueres from Sauce Magazine. Thank you all for a fun hour and for, you know, being candid with your thoughts. I appreciate everybody chiming in there. Our show is over. Roll some music, Matt, and we'll say goodbye. Thank you for listening. This is Food Talk STL. We'll be back next Saturday from 11 to noon on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Thank you.